U.S. Secretary of State Jack Lew has announced the new $20 bills will feature iconic abolitionist Harriet Tubman on the front, replacing former president and slave owner Andrew Jackson. The move comes after more than a half a million people voted for Harriet Tubman to replace Jackson. But in fact, President Jackson will not be removed entirely, simply moved to the back of the bill. Some have criticized the idea that Harriet Tubman should represent U.S. currency at all. In a 2015 essay that went viral again yesterday, the writer Feminista Jones wrote, quote, "If having Harriet Tubman's face on the $20 bill was going to improve women's access to said bill, I'd be all for it. But instead, it only promises to distort Tubman's legacy rooted in resisting the foundation of American capitalism." Well, for more, we're joined by two guests. In New York, Stephen Thrasher is with us. He's a weekly columnist for The Guardian U.S., where he wrote a piece headlined, "To Put Harriet Tubman on the $20 Bill Would Be an Insult to Her Legacy." Here in Denver, we're joined by Winston Grady Willis. He is professor and chair of Africana Studies at Metropolitan State University here in Denver.